Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My name's Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too are daft for Donald, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe the Disney novice, the fan who's thinking about, or maybe you're currently planning your first trip to Walt Disney World and you think that Pandora is simply just a jeweler's shop and nothing else, then this really is the podcast for you. Every week, I'll chat to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories and their top tips. And this week, Charlotte has got a great tip to get free parking.
The people who work in the car park booths are allowed to give out magic moments every day.
We'll also be answering all your Walt Disney World planning questions, getting the latest news from the parks and everything that's going on if you're about to step foot on the plane and make the trip to the most magical place on earth. Keep in touch with us at PodMagical, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. Thanks for your questions that you've been sending over on social over the last week or two. We will eventually hopefully get around to answering yours. Danny wants to know, we're going next year. We're only going to be going for a week. Are things like early morning magic and the late night after hours events worth it? Now, I have only done the Disney After Hours at Animal Kingdom, which was, I think it was about $125 when I paid for it, and it was worth it. I got it because it was a birthday present for me, so I didn't have to pay, but it did mean that there weren't very many people in Animal Kingdom. So when the park closes, like 10 o'clock at night till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, you get the park to yourself. It felt like there was like a couple of dozen people in. You were literally walking on every ride. My favourite ride is Everest, and I was on it on my own, just myself and my partner. We sat on the front, then we got off, we sat on the back, then we sat in the middle, and we just kept riding it and riding it. There wasn't a soul on it. Even things like Flight of Passage, you're walking straight on. You have to sit through the whole pre-show thing. So you can do it like four or five times if you want, but you have to sit through the whole pre-show thing four or five times. In terms of the Magic Kingdom one, I haven't done. We mentioned this on last week's podcast because they've just gone on sale. They've added some extra dates. That does only get you into Fantasyland, and you do have to have your park ticket on top of that. If it's the early morning ones for Toy Story and Magic Kingdom, you still got to pay for your actual park ticket on top. But I mean, if you've got the money to spend, you know, money can buy you anything at Walt Disney World if you really do want the experience of having the park to yourself, because that's what it feels like, that it is worth it. So maybe if you're only going for a week, it's worth thinking about. Another question that came through on Instagram this week is one that I can't answer. Somebody who's going next year is going with a smoker, and they haven't been for 3 years, and they haven't been since the smoking ban came in. Have you got any tips to get us through it if you're going with somebody with a smoker? So this happened earlier on this year. You are now not allowed to smoke in the parks. This goes for vaping and e-cigarettes. There is a smoking area, designated smoking area, right by the entrance to each park. So you have to go outside if you want to smoke. But how can you cope? For me, I've never been with a smoker. I'm not a smoker. I would guess that it would be like, you know, if you're getting on a plane for 9 or 10 hours. And you would also think that if you are at Walt Disney World, there is so much going on to maybe occupy your mind. You know, you've got the parades, you've got music, you've got rides that you're going on and you're queuing for. You've got the smells of popcorn and the sounds of things. Is that enough of a distraction? Do you need patches or chewing gum? Have you been to Walt Disney World since the smoking ban with a smoker? Have you got any top tips? How did you cope? I've put this question over on our Facebook page, at PodMagical on Facebook. You can join in that conversation. Same place to go as well if you want to send your questions in for the podcast 1 week. And it's the same place to go, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PodMagical, if you want to be a guest, like this week's guest, Charlotte. So tell me, Charlotte, we always ask, what is it that you love about Walt Disney World?
I think it's amazing. It's definitely, all the films are a huge part of my childhood and my brothers, and at home, you know, I'm at college, my brother's at uni, so it's sometimes the only time where we're all together. And me and my family, we're big, like, roller coaster junkies, and we just love the magic of it all.
So how many times have you been then?
We have lost count, but we think 14, I think.
You get to that point where you go, I can't even remember how many times I've been.
Yeah, our first time was in 2009, and we've been every year since, and then a few years we've gone twice. So we think around 14.
Do you do Paris as well? Have you done any of the other parks?
Yeah, we've done Disney Paris a few times, especially when I was younger. We've been to Disney LA just for the day while we were over there. We are going on a Disney cruise next year.
First time for a Disney cruise?
Yes.
Oh, exciting. I'm excited for you. So can you remember the very first time you went?
I was 6 when we first went. It was 2009, so a very long time ago. But I have a few memories, yeah, of the first times we went, first time walking through and stuff.
Were you dressed as a princess?
I was not. I was the opposite. I was such a little tomboy. I was the opposite.
So what's your favourite memory out of all the times you've been to Walt Disney World? Have you got that one standout memory of the 13 or 14 or 15 times that you've been?
Well, we've been twice at Christmas. So last Christmas we went. And I think possibly for me, the best day is Christmas Eve, because we go to the World Showcase and they have carolers throughout the World Showcase who are amazing.
Oh, the candlelight processional.
Yeah, and there's the candlelight processional. And that's definitely something that's so amazing, because they have all these carolers in like Victorian-esque costumes and everything. It's amazing.
Do you actually go into the Magic Kingdom on Christmas Day?
We did. The first time we went, we went to Magic Kingdom on Christmas Day, which was crazy, definitely. It was very busy, but it was absolutely amazing. And we went later on in the day, so quite a few families had gone home. So it was a little bit quieter, and it was lovely. And then last year, we went to Hollywood Studios on Christmas Day, and it was a lot quieter. Got to go on quite a few rides, we got some fast passes, and we just had a very relaxed day. Yeah.
Oh, nice. What a better way to spend Christmas Day. You've actually got a Christmas special coming up very soon, by the way. Christmas is happening on the 8th of November this year.
So fabulous.
keep subscribed for a Christmas podcast coming soon. So what is it that's your favourite thing about Walt Disney World? Is there a particular ride or attraction or parade that you love more than anything else?
Honestly, for me, my favourite thing, if I could put my finger on it, is just walking down Main Street on a nice day. And I also love the Festival of Fantasy Parade. That's one of my favourite things, definitely. I love, we've just got back and we went to the opening of Galaxy's Edge.
How was that?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was. It was a little bit, we got there for like 5 a.m, so it was still dark. And in the dark, it isn't as magnificent as in the light. So when we came away feeling a little bit, wow, it felt quite bigged up for what it was. But yeah, just because it was very busy, it was quite dark and you couldn't really see a lot. But then when we went back, when it was lighter, we loved it. And we went on the Millennium Falcon ride, which is definitely one of my new favourite rides. It's absolutely incredible.
Did you crash it?
I definitely crashed it, yeah. It's a stroke between, I'd say, like Mission Space and Flight of Passage. But
okay,
the difference being that on Mission Space, if you press the buttons, you know, it doesn't really do anything. It's just, you know. But on Millennium Falcon, you actually steer it. So if you steer too far to the left, you will crash. And if you don't right, press things, they won't happen. And you do things like shoot aliens that are coming out. It's really, really fun.
What about places to stay? Where are your favourite places to stay? Are you somebody who stays on site, or do you stay somewhere else in Orlando?
We stay off site. We stay at a place called Lukea Village, which is in Kissimmee. It's very convenient. It's a villa, so that I have a separate room to my brother, so we all get that time off in an evening. And there's, we really enjoyed staying there. It's really nearby to Disney. It's about a 10-15 minute drive.
Sometimes, like, quicker than getting from the hotels on the buses.
Yeah, yeah.
And what about places to eat or things to eat? Have you got anything favourite to munch on in the parks?
In the parks, I really enjoyed one thing that we did do on Christmas Eve one year is the French restaurant on Epcot, which I've forgotten the name of.
Monsieur Paul?
That's the one, yeah.
Bonjour, indeed.
Yeah, we went there on Christmas Eve and that was really nice. I really like it there. Also, the Japanese restaurant on Epcot, that's very nice. And by your request, we went to the Sci-Fi Diner.
Not my request, these are previous podcast guests who love the Sci-Fi Diner.
Oh, yeah. Well, we loved it, we did. The food isn't that great, honestly. My advice to people would be go there because it's amazing, but maybe just get a dessert and a milkshake just because the food isn't too good.
It's a bit burger and chips, isn't it? But the ambience in there is quite cool.
It wasn't my favourite place to eat, but it was very, very cool inside, really relaxed, calmed, etc. So it's really nice.
When you went for Christmas, did you get a Christmas dinner?
No, actually. We, one year, when we went to Magic Kingdom, we went to the Gaylord Palms and had food there just before we went to the park. And I actually can't remember what I got. And then last year, we went to the Brown Derby on Hollywood Studios. And I can't remember what I got there, actually, either. But no, we didn't get Christmas dinners. It was different.
More from Charlotte, her tips and memories from Walt Disney World on the way very soon after taking a quick look at the news. And obviously the big story that you might have seen last weekend was the little incident that happened on the Skyliner, the new cable car system that goes between Hollywood Studios and Epcot and some of the resorts. Now, the pictures of this, I think, look a little bit worse than what has actually happened. If you read comments on social media, people who were actually there, this happened at the Riviera Station, which is the new DVC resort that's not yet open. And it looks like there was a bit of a crunch between three or four of the cable cars. So not as much of a smacking into one another, more of a slow pileup. Nobody was injured, so everybody was fine. Disney have released a statement about the Skyliner, and they said, "We have a team diligently looking into the cause of the malfunction on the Epcot line of the Disney Skyliner. We've been in contact with the guests, many of whom were on the Skyliner for more than 3 hours until we were able to restart the system. We express our sincere apologies for the inconvenience and continue to work with each guest individually." That's the comment from Disney about the Skyliner incident which happened last weekend, which did grind the Skyliner. Although I think the people who were on it, I think Disney Customer Services, renowned for their customer services and looking after people and safety, I think they were hot on it. I've heard talks of like tickets and gift cards being handed out straight away. Other things coming from the parks, there's some new Mexico merch in Epcot. I mentioned last week about the new Donald plush toys. You know, when Donald in Epcot, he's got his sombrero on and everything. There's even more things now. Donald and Friends, if you want like towels with Mickey Mouse drawn dressed as a Mexican, or beer tankards or mugs, head over to the Epcot Pavilion for that new merchandise. And also, if you want to head to the gym with your Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse gym gear, there's some new mouse-sized gym apparel. You can get that in Disney Springs in the World of Disney shop. And also, if you've got the free photo pass that I think most people who go to Walt Disney World end up with, the free photo pass, which is brilliant. But you know when you get home and you've got to download all the pictures and it takes forever. It's lovely looking through them, but you know you're against the time because they're only on your photo pass for so long. Well, there is something else that you can buy now. The Disney Photo Pass Archive USB for $34.95. That's in dollars. And then you've got taxes and shipping fees on top of that. But basically all your pictures on a USB, so you don't need to worry about downloading them. They're there for you just to plug straight in. One final story, this coming over from Walt Disney World, the Coral Reef restaurant at Epcot, which is like the undersea restaurant. They've got a limited time Little Mermaid 30th anniversary menu starting from the 19th of October at Epcot, celebrating the Little Mermaid. Hopefully, Sebastian isn't on the menu. I'm sorry, too much. Don't forget to keep up with all the latest news, Podmagical, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Same place to go if you want to be a guest like Charlotte. And we're going to talk snacking now because we love snacks. What's your favourite snack?
The Rice Krispie Treats are my favourite thing.
I love them. Mine too.
Oh yeah, the ones in the bakery on Main Street, they are my favourites. I get so excited for those.
Do you get one? As you're watching the parade?
Yeah, that's definitely a big thing. And also we love the chocolate-covered strawberries over there. The ones that are so big and thick. Oh, yeah, they're really good.
So how many are in your family? You're quite a big family, small family?
It's just me, my mum, my dad, and my brother. And then a few times in the past, we've come with my grandparents, we've come with friends, etc. But yeah, it's mainly just the four of us.
And who's the planner amongst you? Who does all the fast passes and stuff like that?
My dad. My dad is the total opposite. Me and my mum are very laid back and everything.
So do you tell him before what you want to go? And you're going, okay, on this day, we want to do Flight of Passage. We want to have an Animal Kingdom day here. We want to have a day off here.
Honestly, we just leave him to it by now. And then some days he'll say, oh, we're booked in for Hollywood Studios. But we'll go, oh, no, it's we fancy just a pool day or a shopping day and we'll take the day off. We try not to stick to any kind of plan, just because we've been so many times now that we don't mind if we miss things, etc. So it's all right.
So you should put something in for every day, but then go, okay, well, maybe we won't do this now, but it's quite good to have it locked down if you want it.
Yeah, so we keep things on for every day, and then usually only use a third, two thirds of them, because we go to different parks or we'll go to the beach, etc. So
do you do anything else outside Disney in Orlando?
Yeah, we do. We do Universal, and we have been to NASA a few times, which is brilliant. We really love it there. We've seen two rocket launches.
Oh, right.
And they were absolutely amazing. That'd be something I'd say for people to do if they're in Florida at the time of a rocket launch. We also, there's a really nice beach nearby called Clearwater. And that's really nice. There's a lot of things to do up there, like dolphin boat rides, and it's always really nice up there. So yeah, we try to not stay on the parks too much because we find ourselves getting exhausted after a while.
But you need a car to do things like that.
Yeah, so we rent a car when we're over there.
Have you got a good tip for anybody that's going, maybe somebody who's going for the very first time?
I have a page full of tips here. I'm ready.
Fire them off, Charlotte. Fire them off. Let's give people a chance to grab a pen. Okay, carry on.
All right, one thing that we have noticed is driving, you have to pay for parking. Parking is £25, and an extra £25 a day is a lot of money.
So $25?
Yeah, $25, that is, $25, sorry.
And yeah, which is not far from £25, to be honest with you,
but
these days.
One thing that we have found out is that the people who work in the car park booths are allowed to give out magic moments every day, which is, I think they're allowed one a day, where they're allowed to give someone free parking. So we do things like, a few times, we have a lot of fun with it. We've said, when we pulled up, my brother said, are we allowed free parking if I sing you a song? And like, he sang to them. And there's a lot of fun ways that you can get free parking. And so that's one thing that we've done. Or if you've got a child who's dressed up, make sure that they see them and things, because they are allowed to give away free parking.
Ah, a magic moment. Oh,
indeed.
That's a challenge.
Another one is, when you're coming off the Magic Kingdom, especially straight after fireworks, there are two monorails. There are is the one that everyone floods to, the one on the right, and then on the left is the resorts monorail. The resorts monorail actually goes to the car park as well. So it's usually a much shorter queue, and it does go to the car park if you're parked up.
Get the resort monorail.
Yeah. Another one is, if you're wanting to check out any resorts, one thing that we used to do, especially if we're having a slightly later start, is we might go get a drink at the Grand Floridian, have a look around, and then get the transport through. And this is another way that you don't have to pay for parking. And also, when you show up to Magic Kingdom, hang left instead of going through Tomorrowland, because that's the way everybody goes. So it's a lot quieter if you hang left.
Through Adventureland.
Yeah, through Adventureland. And we have also found 5 o'clock is the perfect time to get to Disney if you're looking for an evening one, because almost everyone who's done the early mornings have gone by then, and the park's usually a lot quieter from that point onwards.
Because, like, the parade's finished, isn't it?
Yeah.
So people might want to go back for, like, a little nap, or they'll do something else, and then they won't come back until, like, the fireworks for 9.
Yeah.
Anything you don't like about Walt Disney World?
This is probably quite controversial. I really don't like Tomorrowland.
Why don't you like Tomorrowland?
I think it's really dated. I think I really love the Buzz Lightyear ride, and I like Space Mountain, but
what about the People Mover? Don't diss the People Mover.
I don't like the People Mover. I think it's really
dated.
I
might have to end this interview
now.
Honestly,
I don't think it's futuristic. I think it really needs some work doing. It's probably, we try and stay clear of it. It's always really busy, and it's the place that people get stuck in first thing.
Are you back to Walt Disney World soon? I know you've only recently come back then if you went to see Star Wars. Are you planning to go again?
Well, next year when we go for our Disney cruise, we go from Port Canaveral. So we might squeeze in a few extra days at Disney afterwards or before. We're not sure yet. We're still waiting.
Having done a Disney cruise, I would thoroughly recommend staying at Disney because the transport, you've got to pay for transport that takes you from Walt Disney World to the cruise.
Yeah.
But it's so much handy. So they'll pick your suitcases up from your Disney World resort, and then the next time you see them will be in your stateroom on the cabin.
Oh, wow,
so
fabulous.
I would thoroughly recommend staying. I only stayed at Walt Disney World before the cruise, but I would thoroughly recommend if even before and after, then you can get the transport back. Because I got an Uber back from the cruise and it's a bit of a nightmare because there's like Ubers everywhere. And you'll get to stay at Castaway Key.
Yep, that's
Disney's
right.
Private it's island.
Really excited
Incredible.
About that.
Yeah, my top tip for you, by the way, don't go to the adult beach because it gets busier than the family beach. You wouldn't think so, but it did when we went.
Oh, right. Thank you very much for that.
There you go. There's a tip because you gave us so many tips earlier. There's a tip
Indeed.
Back for you then. Well, it's been lovely talking to you, Charlotte.
Oh, thank you, Andy.
And, of course, what am I going to say now?
Have a Disney day.
Have a magical day.
Have
You're
a
close.
Magical day. Oh, I was close.
If you are about to jump on a plane to head over to Orlando, there's a lot going on at Walt Disney World, and the temperatures have cooled down quite a bit. Well, people who live in Orlando say it's cooled down. The temperatures are still about 30, between 29 and 31. So it's still warm enough for shorts and T-shirts at night. The crowd is going to be busy this weekend, by the way, because Monday, this coming Monday, is Columbus Day over in America. Food and Wine Festival continues at Epcot. Make sure you check out the Canada Pavilion for the Le Cellier stall. Now, Le Cellier is the two-credit table restaurant in Epcot. It's the big steak restaurant. A lot of people love it. But also as part of Food and Wine, and this is quite legendary, you can get Le Cellier food for a snack credit. So you can get a filet mignon steak with mushrooms and truffle butter for one snack credit. Also, the famous cheddar cheese soup is another snack credit. So Food and Wine tip this week, go over to Canada and try that. The Eat to the Beat concert series that runs alongside Food and Wine, they've got Kenny G, 14th and 15th of October with his saxophone, the Baha Men, 18th, 19th and 20th, Billy Ocean is at Epcot, 21 and 22 of October, and then Sheila E, 23rd through to the 25th, and then obviously the Food and Wine and Eat to the Beat continues through November as well. Talking of food, a lot of new vegan options at all Walt Disney World quick service and table restaurants. Every restaurant, every place you can eat in Walt Disney World will have new plant-based additions to the menus. And not just for the sake of it, these look really good. There's some incredible stuff that you can now have without even having meat at Walt Disney World. Away from that, the not-so-scary Halloween party continues at Magic Kingdom on select nights. Universal have got their more terrifying Halloween Horror Nights. And also another point to make about Universal as well, we haven't mentioned for a while, Hagrid's Ride, the new Hagrid ride that opened at Islands of Adventure. A lot of people have been saying, is it fully operational now? Is it just open all the time? Is it running normally? No, is the answer. I know a few people who've been over the last week or two and said no. Yes, in the morning, if you get there, Hagrid is running, but come like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's usually closed for the day. So there's a tip. If you're going over to Universal Islands Adventure, you want to do the new Hagrid motorbike ride, do it first thing, because chances are, by the afternoon, late afternoon, evening, it's not going to be running. If you are going to the parks, tag us in them photographs, tag and brag. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we are at PodMagical. The top tip of the week this week is check your receipts. Now, this doesn't happen all the time, but if you go for food at Walt Disney World, in the parks or any of the resorts, quick service or table, check your receipt, because it has been known that as part of your receipt, you could get a little money off coupon for souvenirs. I know this happened at Hollywood Studios at the beginning of this year. Certain places, not every restaurant, not every quick service restaurant, but the ones that are a little bit quieter, that are trying to attract more people, especially the off times, so like 3 or 4 in the afternoon when people have had lunch and not ready for dinner. Sometimes with your meal receipt, there'll be like a 20% off merchandise with your receipt. So check your receipts. That is my top tip of the week this week. Also, Don't forget, if you're listening over on Apple Podcasts, we would love you to leave us a 5-star review. And I'm very thankful for everyone who has done so far. Thank you. And hello to Susie F. Jones, who says, 5 stars, great planning tool. It's a great podcast. And it's the only thing that makes me look forward to doing the housework each week. I have got an image of you now, dressed as Freddie Mercury, with your earplugs in, doing the hoovering. Learned so many top tips for my upcoming trip at Christmas. Ah, amazing. Not long now then. Thank you, Susie F. Jones, for your 5-star review. Make sure you drop me a line, Susie. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, just DM me, give me your details. I will get podcast stickers out to you, exclusive. And you only get them if you leave us a 5-star review and we mention you on the podcast one Friday. Thank you, Susie. Don't forget, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and also over on Spotify, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Yes, we have new podcasts, regular podcasts every Friday, but there are other extra podcasts every now and then in between. So hit that subscribe button, then you don't miss a trick. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.